coming up next. Trailer Trash. Jerry Springer the Opera comes to Ireland.
Under the Covers with Henry McKean. Under the Covers with Henry McKean.
And you're very welcome back, and thanks for joining me today. You can email me on underthecovers@newstalk.ie or follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Now, Jerry Springer the Opera is coming to Ireland. The controversial musical caused a stir when it first was broadcast on the BBC, attracting a record 60,000 complaints. The popular white trash show, which changed TV forever, is playing in the Grand Canal Theatre from Halloween night until Saturday the 5th of November. Simon Delaney is playing Jerry Springer and will include a cast of young and up-and-coming actors and singers. I went along to the rehearsals to find out more.
It disappoints me when people get offended about this opera and they don't take into account other operas which contain quite offensive material. For example, you know, there's a lot of incest in Wagner operas with brothers and sisters, mothers and sons, fathers and daughters getting off together. Or like Don Giovanni, it's technically about a rapist, but because it's in a different language, people seem to be able to excuse it.
We lived on dreams, we was full of hope. Until I got addicted to crack and dope.
I'm John Donnelly. I'm director of Jerry Springer the Opera and also director of NYMT, who are staging the show in the Grand Canal, which is the first Irish company to stage a full Irish cast musical in the Grand Canal.
We have Occupy Dame Street. Could we have Occupy Grand Canal Theatre? Will there be a protest?
It's possible, although the focus of the protests so far seem to have come from the UK, which is quite interesting.
My name's Aoife Hayes. I'm a second year BMOZ student in Trinity doing music education degree. It's a good idea to do more classical music, even though the words of the show are not classically mind it all.
It's a very, very rude opera. It's Jerry Springer. And did that attract you to it?
Oh, completely. I mean, who gets the chance to do this every day? Like, people do La Traviata and Semele and things like that, but not a lot of people get to do say the words that we get to say in their operas.
What's the rudest word?
I don't want to say it.
My name is Owen Cannon, and I'm playing the role of the warm-up guy in Act 1, and in Act 2 I turn into Satan. My role in Act 2 is more of the sense I want to get Jesus to apologise to me for everything that he's done to me, to get an apology from, let's say, from heaven for sending me down to hell. And so how I orchestrate that is I get Jerry to put on a show, and I am the main guest, and I bring in surprise guests that he has to interview and try and get an apology for me.
I take you to hell to solve a problem that's been chapping my ass since the dawn of time.
Well, I think most of the complaints will come from people who have already complained. You know, we're getting a lot of complaints from England, and it's mainly from the Christian movement, or the real kind of hard hitters are trying to kick up a bit of a storm. But the thing is, the main controversy was that it was going onto TV, whereas now, because we're in a theatre, I don't think anyone should really have too much of a problem with it, because if you think you're going to be offended, you just don't turn up.
Because, Owen, it is extremely rude. It's so rude, there's various scenes I can't even talk about. There's all sorts. There's Ku Klux Klan tap dancing. There's even a song called Every Last Something Something.
Yes.
It's rude.
Absolutely. There are no holes barred in the show, and it is. I really do believe that the writers went out there to offend, and that was their purpose. And you know, as the title says, it's Jerry Springer. It's not for adults. It's not for kids, I should say. You know what it's going to be. It's going to be fairly hard hitting. And we're there. The aim of the show for us is to actually shock you.
Hi, I'm Simon Delaney, and I'm playing Jerry Springer.
Simon Delaney, you've a lot of offers coming in right now. Why did you decide to go, yes, I'll become Jerry Springer?
Various reasons, Henry. I saw the show, the original production in London, when David Soul played him, and the show blew me away. It was like nothing I'd seen before because of its content and because of the way it was staged. Also because it's an opera. I've done a lot of musical theatre, but I've never done an opera before, so that attracted me to it. And thirdly, the Grand Canal. I mean, it's the biggest theatre in our city. To be part of the first full Irish production in the Grand Canal, there's something special about that. But it's the show, really. It's an incredible show. It's offensive, you know. It's offensive to the wrong people. But what I've been saying all along is that if people come along and get offended, they haven't really read the poster, because the clue's in the title, you know. People know what Jerry Springer is. They're not coming to see The Sound of Music, you know. And I think it's a pity, because I think opera purists will stay away from the show simply because of the title of the show and what's in it. And I think it's a shame, because I think as an opera, it's an incredible piece of work. I mean, the proof's in the pudding. It wouldn't have sat in the West End for 15 months if it wasn't a good show.
Hi, my name is Niamh, and I'll be playing Zandra, Irene, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, in Jerry Springer the Opera.
Niamh, you used to be an AA road watch girl.
Well, I studied for my music degree throughout my time at AA, so this is always my first profession, if you will. Typically, one actress or one singer, opera singer, plays three roles. So my first role is Zandra, and I'm friends with a girl called Peaches, and I'm cheating on her with her boyfriend. My second role, I'm Irene, and I'm an elderly lady. I'm the mother of a wannabe stripper. And my third character, I would be Mary, the mother of Jesus, but it's more like a representation of her. It's not actually her. I'd say everybody in your office probably says them every now and then if they're running late for a deadline, or I'm sure you've heard people say them at the bus and the bus goes past them. It's the language is crude, but to be honest, it's language that you'd hear in everyday life.
I obviously did a lot of homework about what Jerry thought about the show, and Jerry was invited to the opening night in the West End, which he went to, and he spoke after the show and he loved it. He was very surprised initially when he heard about the show's creation, that somebody had taken the bother to write an opera about him. But of course, it's not about him. It's about current modern culture and obsession with fame. He was very flattered by it, and I remember listening to him after the opening night at the West End. He was blown away by it. He couldn't believe it. And he's been invited to the opening night in the Grand Canal, so hopefully he'll come along.
And do you like that dirt? Do you like that filth, that sleaziness, that sliminess? Are you attracted to that? Do you feel a part of, you are, in a way, Jerry Springer underneath that, you know, that kind of cuddly persona you have?
No, I don't. It's the kind of TV that I don't watch. Having said that, we all spent our student days in the afternoons watching hillbillies throwing furniture at each other, because it was great television, you know. And but I think he's a lot to answer for, because he did start that whole reality TV culture, and he's still on the TV. In the afternoon, you can still watch an episode of Jerry Springer. My personal favourite was the one where a man married a horse. That was an actual episode where a man married a horse. So you know what you're dealing with, you know.
The show takes place in hell.
Do you feel close to the devil?
My mum won't like me to say yes. I have that little... I don't feel that I'm in any way satanic, but I do enjoy the role. I think it's a wonderfully meaty part to play. But, you know, it's all done in a bit of fun, you know.
So dip me in chocolate and throw me to the lesbians.
The fact that Jerry Springer, you could say he gave Europe white trash, trailer trash, all these digital channels and some TV channels, which I won't name, exist because of Jerry Springer.
Completely, and that's a very good point, Henry, and that's actually what the show deals with. It deals with the obsession that people still have to this day about having their 15 minutes of fame, and why people are willing to queue up around the block to air their dirty laundry. And it's still current nowadays if you look at X Factor. Why do people do what they do, go on there and make fools of themselves? And more importantly, in the context of Jerry Springer the Opera, the show looks at why Jerry lets it happen. Jerry's conscience appears in the second act and says to Jerry, how do you sleep at night? You wheel these freaks on day after day and you get a lot of money for it. How do you sleep? And that's what the show deals with. I think you're absolutely right. Jerry created this reality TV culture, so he's a lot to answer for.
And will you maybe head over to the Pro Cathedral afterwards and say a prayer?
I think I'll have to douse myself in holy water after each performance. I mean, there's already been some rumblings from the Christian Network in the UK who've said that we're bringing the hateful Jerry Springer, the opera, to Dublin.
My name is Jean Wallace, and I'm playing Peaches and Baby Jane, two different parts. Peaches is your typical Jerry Springer guest whose husband or husband-to-be has been cheating on her with another woman and another man. And then Baby Jane is
the mistress who likes to dress up as a baby.
Are you religious at all?
I am. I'm a Catholic. I'm a practicing Catholic.
And the fact that you're a practicing Catholic, do you think, oh, should I be involved in this? Because so many Christians are angry and say it's basically, it's anti-Catholic, anti-Christian, anti-Jewish.
Well, I mean, you could say that if you haven't seen the show. Out of context, anything out of context can sound horrendous. But in the context of the show, it's just poking fun. It is just poking fun at the church's expense, at religion's expense. But, you know, we poke fun at people's expense every day. So it's not meant to be offensive, but I understand people will be offended. This is my Jerry Springer moment.
And I have to say, Jerry Springer, the opera isn't for the faint-hearted. There is so much bad language. There's even some nudity, and it's not for, you know, a conservative-type person. But it's great crack, and don't be offended by the language. I know there's parts, there's some really rude words, and there's some songs with rude words which I couldn't include. But if you can get along, do it. Playing from the 31st in the Grand Canal. Tickets are just £17.50. It looks like a blast. Simon Delaney is brilliant. And if you can get there, do. I'm going to try and go along next Saturday night, so it should be great. And that's it for Under the Covers this week. And have a happy Halloween, whatever you're doing. Keep safe. And I want to say thanks to my producer, Claire Sutton. Tune into Moncrief every day from 1:30 p.m. to hear more from me. And, of course, Sean Moncrief. Sean will be here on Bank Holiday Monday and talk to you all next Saturday at 8 a.m. And I'm looking forward to it already. And I'm going to play out on Yellow, taken from the Nuns on the Run soundtrack with Robbie Coltrane. And, of course, this is because of Andrina, Sister Andrina, who's running, and she's a nun. So here's Nuns on the Run.